Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. So glad to have you with us. And we're talking about living a lifestyle pleasing to God. And we were talking in the last podcast about your vessel and the fact that your vessel is a vessel that should be sanctified. And, you know, sometimes people don't understand that or realize what that means. And it actually means to be holy before the Lord. And the thing that I shared last podcast was that the Lord showed me so clearly that holiness is not some big perspective, I guess you would say it that way. There are actions, and they regard our conduct and how we live our lives. It says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, I'm going to read this again, that you put on the new man, which was created according to God. Now listen to this, in true righteousness and holiness. True holiness. Now, what do you mean by that, Pastor? Well, there is a moral standard, and God is that moral standard. God isn't holy. He is holiness. And 1 Samuel actually says this, no one is holy like the Lord. There is none beside you, nor is there any rock like our God. The word there, holy, means to be free from moral evil, moral perfection. Now, I know that doesn't pertain to you. It certainly doesn't pertain to me, because we all know that we're not perfect. That's why Jesus had to die for us. Otherwise, the law could have done what needed to be done. But God is the standard for what is right. Holiness takes its lead from God. So I found out in the Word of God that principles of holiness will actually carry a nation. If a nation will just apply principles of holiness, it's amazing what God can do. You know, the Bible says that you and I, in Genesis 1:26, as man, were created in the image of God with the characteristics of holiness. And so at the fall, man lost that. But now here's the thing you have to understand. Man lost that, but when you were born again, it was imparted to you to operate that way with the capacity and the ability to operate in holiness. We read this scripture last week, last podcast, and it says in verse 15 of 1 Peter 1, as he who called you is holy, you also be holy. Now listen to this, in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. So you need to realize and understand that God expects us to live a certain way, and we need to face that and not be foolish enough to think that holiness is something that the world does. If it's the way the world does it, we're in big trouble. So why would we want to act like the world or have our conduct like the world when that's not how the world works? Now listen, when it talks about holiness, it's talking about dealing with character and conduct. W.E. Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words says, to be characteristically godlike. Really, to be like God in holiness, and it's threefold. Now listen, and we talked about this last week, but I want to refresh you with it a minute. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless to the coming of the Lord. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. And the thing that the Lord showed me so clearly, and again, I talked about this on the last podcast, was that holiness is spirit, soul, and body. It's not purely a way you dress, or in fact, that could be a false holiness in a lot of ways, because, you know, listen, pride is against holiness. If you're prideful in your works, that's against holiness right there. But I'm going to show you this from a different angle. It's spirit, soul, and body. Now, here's the way the Lord helped me. with this. Number one, holiness is spiritual. It's in your spirit, and it's called integrity of heart. Integrity of heart. The second thing is your soul, and that means soundness and purity of mind. You know, the Word tells us there are certain things we ought to think on. Why? Because that's the way holiness thinks. You've got to be careful about your mind, your soul, and what you think about, and what you your emotions and how you respond to things. And then thirdly, spirit, soul, and body. Body is disciplined body and self-controlled body. And so when you understand that those are the three areas, spirit, soul, and body, then you can begin to realize, you know what? There's more to this holiness than what I thought. And listen, when you start examining it, you're going to find out, now listen carefully, you're going to find out that holiness will push out all of iniquity. It will push out iniquity. It will rebuff things that would try to control your mind, that would violate your spirit, that would contaminate your body. And if you'll listen to the Holy Spirit, He can reveal those things to you and show you how that works. But let me give you an example here, and I think this will help you. One of the greatest areas of holiness that you and I have to live in is in our spirit. And really, I want to call it integrity of heart. Not your mind, but your heart. The integrity of your heart. Another word for that is a renewed conscience, a conscience that's renewed to the things of God. One of the things you'll find in the ministry of Paul, who walked, I believe, in holiness as close as anybody could on the earth, as far as I can read, Paul said this in Acts chapter 23, verse 1. He said, Paul, looking earnestly at the council, said, "Men and brethren, I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." Over in chapter 24, verse 16, he said, "I myself always strive," now listen to this, "to have a good conscience without offense toward God or men." Now, that's integrity of heart. You have a conscience. You know when you're right and when you're wrong, when you do something right, when you do something wrong. And you've got to realize that it's your responsibility to walk in integrity of heart regarding your conscience, regarding what's in you. That's holiness. That's part of holiness. That's what keeps us walking on the right path. Paul said this over in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. He said, "For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience that," now listen to this, "that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God more abundantly toward you." You know what Paul bragged about? He bragged about the fact that he walked in a clear conscience. And that drove him in his conduct and how to live in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity. I see so many people today violate that, and if you do violate that, you're going to have problems in your life pleasing God, and as we talked about last week, being ready and being that vessel that God can use in a great way. Here's another thing that Paul said. I love this, and we've talked about this on other podcasts, but it really fits in right here as far as walking in holiness. It says, "We have renounced disgraceful ways, secret thoughts, feelings, desires, and underhandedness." Now see, are you listening to what he's saying here? Listen, he said, "I'm dealing with secret thoughts and feelings and desires and underhandedness, the methods and arts that men hide through shame. We refuse to deal craftily, to practice trickery and cunning, or to adulterate or handle dishonestly the Word of God, but we state the truth openly, clearly, and candidly. Now listen, so we can commend ourselves in the sight and presence of God to every man's conscience. Paul lived with an integrity in his heart. He wasn't going to inviolate that integrity of who he was and how he lived his life. And if you're not careful, you can get caught up and say, well, this doesn't really matter that much. You know, nobody's really going to know the difference. Yeah, but you know. And listen, if you know, walking in holiness means you stop it right where it is. Paul said this over in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. He said, whereas the object, well, I'm gonna read you this out of the King James. I was reading the Amplified Bible. Listen to this. Now, the purpose of this commandment is love, notice this, from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith. Those are all things that belong to your heart. And so you have to make up your mind. You have to examine yourself. Am I walking in love from a pure heart, with a good conscience, and with sincere faith? Boy, I'll tell you, if you can do that, you're walking in a measure of holiness. You are in your spirit. You're walking in a measure of holiness. And so it's powerful if you can understand how that works. Paul said this over in Acts, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19. He said, having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected concerning the faith, have shipwrecked. I'll tell you, there's way too many Christians who shipwreck because they will not allow their conscience to guide them, and they violate their conscience, which is a violation of holiness, and it leads to destruction in their lives. Paul said this to Timothy in 1 Timothy 3, 9, holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience. I'm doing this with a pure conscience. I'm doing it the way I live, and I should do, because this is what my heart's telling me to do. This is what I'm doing because I know in my spirit that this is what God wants. Paul was talking about those that had fallen away, and he said, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with hot irons. See, here's the scary thing. If you start violating your conscience and you're not walking holy before God and pleasing God in your heart and in your faith, and you're wanting to live from the inside out, you'll start searing your conscience, and then everything else has to be justified, because you have to live a totally different life to be justified. Paul said this to Titus in chapter 1, verse 15. He said, to the pure all things are pure, but to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. Even their mind and their conscience are defiled. So it's pretty scary what can happen if you're not keeping your heart, keeping your conscience in that right place. Then that conscience will really, really cause a problem. Another area in regard to integrity of heart is just protecting your spirit. Listen to what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, listen to this, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now, listen, I don't know whether that shakes you or not, but it ought to. That's how we ought to live our lives if we're going to walk in holiness in this first part, in our spirit, in integrity of heart, a good conscience, protecting our spirit from contamination. Wow. I tell you, I trust that's stirring you up. I hope it is, because if you're a leader, you want to be prepared for what God has in the future. You've got to be ready to deal with your conscience and deal with your spirit and protect it and not allow it to be abused. Praise God. Well, I know it went long today. I trust this blessed you today. Look forward to our next podcast. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.